Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 12 through 17. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." Good and gracious and loving Father, we love you. For you have loved us first. You are the source of love, for you are love. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much. And we beg you today, in a unique and personal way, to open our lips to praise your holy name, to cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, we're begging you, give us the wisdom and the love to pray now to you with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Sweet, beloved Father, the source of all friendship and fatherhood, may our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord. Amen. Friends, friendship, true friends, friends that you have had forever. Today, my brothers and sisters, we are asked to really reflect on what true friendship is all about. Are you a good and trustworthy friend? Are you a faithful friend? Are your friends faithful in the way that Scripture describes true friendship? Are you a good friend or a bad one? In the book of Sirach, sacred scriptures define for us true friendship, but it also alerts us to those who might call themselves our friends, but are not friends at all. Scripture says, "Let those who are friendly to you be many, but one in a thousand your confidant." When you gain friends, gain them through testing, and do not be quick to trust them, for there are friends when it suits them, but they will not be found in time of trouble. Another is a friend who turns into an enemy. Others are friends, table companions, but they cannot be found in time of affliction. When things go well, They are your other self. If disaster comes upon you, they turn against you and hide themselves. Scripture says, stay away from your enemies and be on guard with your friends. This is how the book of Sirach, how sacred scripture defines true friendship. True friends are faithful friends. They are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one finds a treasure. Faithful friends are beyond price. No amount can balance their worth. Faithful friends are life-saving medicine. Those who fear God will find them. Those who fear the Lord enjoy stable friendship, for as they are, so will their neighbors be. We hear friendship described as a shelter, as something that gives protection, that something protects you in difficult situations, in storms, in torments. That friends share. They share everything with you. They're open, they're trustworthy, they're faithful, we hear. We hear friendship can even share in each other's joys and in sorrows. That through difficult situation, a friendship can grow and deepen, and in difficulties, it can even be strengthened in adversity. There is nothing so precious, we hear, as a faithful friend. Faithful friends show commitment from their heart. They show us sacrifice. They show us how much they care and love us. They're always there to be of service in times of need. Faithful friends are a source of encouragement. They sympathize with us, they comfort us, they support us in our moments and times of need. We hear such relationships are to be cultivated, that they're supposed to be cared for, because friends show us God's friendship, God's love, and God's faithfulness in times of need. Scripture reminds us that a good friend does not run away when difficulty arises, that good friends never turn into traitors, that good friends never speak badly of one another, that a good friend never allows us to be criticized when we're absent, that a good friend stands up for us in every moment, in every situation, that good friendship involves sincerity and trust and sharing in joys and sorrows, that true friendship involves people being consoled and helping others by example and treating others with dignity, respect, and humility, that a true friend, a faithful friend, that treasure is the one that always leads you to God. A true friend teaches you to pray, to help you to trust God, and to be in an intimate and loving relationship with God. A true friend inspires faithfulness and fidelity and obedience to God. Those are the ones that we can trust. Sometimes friendship is described as a person who is close to you. But we hear from Scripture that that's not always a positive thing. That good friends can be invaluable to us in our life, in our faith, in our journey to holiness, but bad friends can be obstacles to us and even lead us astray, lead us down the wrong path, make us to turn away from God. And Jesus today tells us that He is our friend, that He will never betray us. He says, I am your friend because I have told you everything that the Father has told me, that the Father has told me how much He loves you, how much He desires you, how much He wants to forgive you, how much He wants to pardon you, how much He wants to give peace to you, that the Father wants to be in an intimate and loving relationship. Jesus shows us true friendship. And He says, I am your friend. I am your good friend, your faithful friend, the good shepherd who has laid down His life for you. We have this image of Jesus as the good shepherd being a sturdy shelter for us. You know, there are shepherds who find a cave and they put the sheep in the cave and they literally lay down in front of the cave. They become the doorway so that the sheep are unable to leave. They remain under the good shepherd's care. He is their good friend in their time of need, but also the good friend who will not allow a predator, will not allow someone who's coming to hurt the sheep. He's keeping them from anyone who's a wolf in sheep's clothing, people who pretend to be our friends. Jesus says, I lay down my life. I put myself before you, that I put myself in the place of adversity. I put myself in the place of struggles. I put myself in the place of those who want to persecute you. I put myself in the place to defend you from your enemies. Jesus says, you are my friend if you do what I command you. What Jesus is showing us is true friendship, to be friends to one another as He has been a friend to us. He shares everything with us. He shares the Father. He shares the Holy Spirit. He shares His mother. He shares Father Joseph. He shares all the angels and saints. He shares His precious body and blood. He shares His breath with us. He shares His life with us. He shares His faith with us. He shares His strength with us. He shows us how to be meek and humble of heart. That's a true friend. Because that friend is always going to obtain for us true happiness and the true friendship of God. Jesus says, I'm always here to help you. I'm always here to encourage you. I'm always here to console you. I'm always here to speak on your behalf. I'm always here to intercede on your behalf. I am your true friend, and our friendship will grow through prayer. That our friendship will grow through you worthily receiving the sacraments, that our friendship will go, if you believe and trust in me, it will continue to grow and deepen and expand and widen. Jesus shows us true friendship because He is the example of friendship. He is the source of all friendship. He's the one that says, I give you everything. I hold nothing back. That I'm always there for you. I will always be there to console you. And even when you reject me and you turn away from me and you act like my enemy and you blaspheme me and you talk about me and you don't defend me, I will still be your faithful friend. I will still be that sturdy shelter. I still will be your treasure. I will never turn my back on you. I am your true friend. I am your good friend. I am your faithful friend. And the apostles are learning all this from Jesus. They're learning the true meaning of friendship from Christ, His very self. And they become friends of Christ. They become our friends because they show us in their transformation They show us in their conversion. They show us how to be true disciples, true friends of Christ, and how to draw others into the friendship, into the relationship, and to the intimacy of God the Father, through God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also our true friend, as God is our Father and Jesus is our brother. The Holy Spirit is our advocate. He's the one now pleading on our behalf. He's the one that's inspiring us, encouraging us. He's the one that's moving our heart to be contrite, to be moved with pity, to be moved with compassion. The Holy Spirit is setting us ablaze with a desire to be true friends to one another, to love God with all our heart, mind, body, strength, and being, and to love one another as Christ has commanded us. He says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." True friendship is loving God and loving one another. Our Mother Mary, well, she is also our advocate, the spouse of the Holy Spirit. We hear that she is always interceding on our behalf, yes, as mother, yes, as sister, but also, yes, as our friend. Mary is our true friend. Why? Because she always gives us the message of repentance. She always gives us the message to pray for one another, to sacrifice for one another, to make reparation for one another. She shows us that's what friends do, and she teaches us and guides us by her own example. Mary shows us that true friendship is being open to one another. True friendship involves being available, being there and present to one another. She says true friendship is being attentive. We have to listen to one another, that we have to be able to receive from one another the joys, the sorrows, and the sufferings, the anguish, the despair that comes from this life. True friends walk the journey with us. They share that with us. Mary shows us as a friend to be responsive to her son, to do whatever he asks us to do. Mary shows us as a friend to also lay it down, to simply do whatever God asks us to do. Let it be done to me according to your word. A friend shows us by example how to be beloved children of God. And Mary and Joseph show us vulnerability. True friends, yes, they're our parents. They're our brothers and sisters in Christ. But they show us true friendship. They show us what pure and holy love looks like. They show us that in the struggles of family life, that a family prays together and stays together. That's what a friend shows us. They show us by their example how to remain faithful to God, especially in times of trial and tribulation. God has also given us an amazing friend and our guardian angels. Do you know your guardian angel? Have you asked for your guardian angel's name? In that prayer, we say, "Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day and night be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule, and to guide." Our guardian angels are our friends, our best friends. They are always there. They never give up on us. They always are trying to turn us to the voice of God, to the way of Christ, to the direction that's going to lead us to eternal life and eternal happiness. Be good friends to them. They have been so faithful to us, these beautiful guardian angels, and also the communion of saints, all the apostles, all the disciples, all the martyrs, all the saints, all the holy women and men of God, all those who are faithful, they are our friends. They're always praying for us. They're praying on our behalf. They're praying for our conversion. They're interceding on our behalf. They've done everything for God and for us. They are our true friends. Jesus says, no one, absolutely no one, has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus says to you today, you are my friend if you do what I command you. I have called you friend because I have told you everything that I have heard from my Father. This I command you in true friendship, love one another as I have loved you.